It's the Textonation Week podcast. I'm Fred Fishkin. Welcome to the compilation of this week's Textonation reports and more. When it comes to Black Friday and buying online, there is danger lurking for your budget. So says Brian Walsh, manager of financial planning with SoFi. He points out it's easy to lose track of how much you're spending when those deals keep popping up.
You know, at a high level, when you think about the convenience that comes with shopping online, that's amazing. I absolutely love going online and, you know, swipe to buy. It makes my life simple. But that convenience can also lead to overspending. So I think it's about putting a system in place so you can take advantage of that convenience while still making sure your finances are in a good spot come January 1st.
And it might also be a good time to assess how much you're spending on all of those streaming and digital subscriptions. Find more at SoFi.com. Some fun use of augmented reality for kids. Wall Stories is a company that's created wall decals with different themes that come to life when a phone using the app is pointed at them. Company president Elaine Paquin says, beyond that,
it's a storybook. So the imagery that you have on your wall has a whole story to it, and you can read it on our app as well as play some games. And there's also an interactive creative tool. It's basically a four products into one.
There are original creations and also licensed content from Peppa Pig and Sesame Street. Fun for kids who love to play with your phone anyway. And the price is about $40. Find more at wallstories.com. Zoner Photo Studio X is an affordably priced package of software designed for photo editing and organization. The company's Thomas Urban.
So we have a module known as the Manager module, and that focuses on digital asset management. Another module called the Develop module is focused more on your raw images and editing, playing with colors. We have another module called the Editor module, which focuses solely on kind of manipulating reality. This is where we lightly touch into the realm of sort of a Photoshop, if you will, where you can play with layers and masks.
And the pricing is just $5 a month or $50 a year. Now there's video editing too. You get a lot of capability for the money. Find more at Zoner, Zoner.com. Google wants to bring you into the Pixel family and thinks you'll want to stay. The tech giant is offering Pixel Pass, which for as little as $45 a month will get you Google's latest and greatest phone every 2 years, along with repairs or replacements, Google One with 200 gigabytes of cloud storage, YouTube Premium and YouTube Music Premium, and Google Play Pass for games. Product manager Chris Breithaupt.
Depending on, you know, which device you buy and which whether you buy it from Google Store or Google Fi, you can save upward of $400 over 24 months.
Google Fi subscribers can save $5 a month off their service plan as well. If the math makes sense to you, and it does sound like a pretty good deal for many, there's more info at store.google.com. If you have a camera and photography lover on your gift list for the holidays, or have an interchangeable lens camera, the new Morally Toxic brand is out with some of the smartest, best-designed camera bags we've seen over the years. You've got to love the name, Morally Toxic, from the folks who built Three-Legged Things tripods in the UK. The Valkyrie backpacks and the Wraith Messenger-style bags have more clever compartments and storage options than anything out there, it seems, and the designs are edgy too. COO Stuart Boston.
But all the patterns unique as well, so that no bags are the same, because they're all cut from the material, and so every pattern here will be slightly different than every bag that you get. But also very tactile. The material is really nice, premium material.
Anything but a boring camera bag. You can see more for yourself at morallytoxic.com. Those are our reports for this week. You can find a full archive of reports and complete interviews at textonation.com. Thanks for listening. Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, without having to drain a mobile phone battery, It's a great companion, but it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.